Our geoquiz today took us to Kandahar province in Afghanistan. We wanted to know more about Forward Operating Base Frontenac. We know it's a U.S. base and that Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen made a stop there last week. But where does the name Frontenac come from? Well, the base was named by Canadian troops who built it and then handed it over to American forces. So we enlisted the help of a Canadian military historian. Major John Grudzinski teaches at the Royal Military College in Ontario. Major Grudzinski, help us out here. Where does the name Frontenac come from?
Well, the name actually comes from Count Frontenac, who was the French Governor General of New France, which was the French colony established in North America beginning in the 17th century. And what he planned to do was to extend a series of forts to the interior of the continent in order to conduct trade. There was quite a rage to get beaver pelts. That's what was driving the expansion of the French Empire, to get into the interior to establish these forts. And with that, he wanted to exploit the rivers and the lakes, which were the highways of the period. So he began with establishing in 1673 a fort on the eastern end of Lake Ontario, which was named after him, Fort Frontenac.
And tell us, so we know the answer to our geoquiz today, where is the original Fort Frontenac?
It's in the city of Kingston, Ontario now. If you go there, you can see a portion of two of the bastions, and you can see the outline of the fort. The ruins are left over from it when the fort was attacked in 1758.
Fort Frontenac, the original Fort Frontenac in Kingston, Ontario, in Canada. That is the answer to our geoquiz. Remind us what the original Fort Frontenac was designed to defend.
Imagine North America being largely wilderness and inhabited by peoples who are not necessarily friendly to Europeans showing up. So the fort was built primarily to defend the people that had established it from the local Iroquois and various other native bands that were in the area that were initially quite hostile to their presence. It was like a big square in terms of shape, with bastions at each corner, which would have had the guns to protect the fort.
So I'm not a military historian, Major Grudzinski, so maybe you can help us think of maybe some parallels between Count Frontenac's fort in the New World and the challenges that he faced, and the challenges faced by troops now stationed in Kandahar.
There's actually some very interesting parallels here. The main one being that was this fort as being part of a series of outposts to sort of gain control of the territory and instill a certain rule and order. Mm. And at various times, French troops, along with Canadian militia, would show up, and they would basically, from that operating base, move into what is now upstate New York to combat the Iroquois, to try to stop raids being conducted by those people against French installations. So much like an operating base in Afghanistan would provide you a safe haven from which to go into the countryside to operate against the Taliban, for example, in the 1690s, this fort would have provided a certain similar thing to the French, to be able to go out and deal with the hostile natives they had in the area, to the point where some of the raids that were personally led by Frontenac in the 1690s had created such devastation amongst the natives that finally by 1701 they agreed to a peace treaty with the French. So there are some distinct parallels. I'm not certainly comparing North American natives to the Taliban.
I was going to say, I wonder how the Iroquois would feel analogous to the Taliban.
That's not the intent, but I mean from the perspective of a base for military operations to achieve the particular aim that you're doing, whether it was 17th century to secure territory for New France, or in the context of NATO and the Western Allies, of trying to create a situation in Afghanistan where the local populace can live under the rule of law and flourish as a people, there are parallels in that regard.
And you think the Canadian troops who named Forward Operating Base Frontenac were aware of these parallels?
I'm not sure how aware they were of the history other than Frontenac. Some of them may have been aware of that and thought that, well, we can apply that name as perhaps a form of inspiration or a model for the troops that were working out of there.
Major John Grudzinski of the Royal Military College in Kingston, Ontario. That's the answer to the geoquiz today. Thanks very much for this little history lesson.
Okay, no problem. My pleasure.